Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24, 3 through 4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
You know, check your neighbor's nose. Is it a goat nose or a sheep nose? Check your neighbor's nose. Because there are some sheep and goats mixed in every congregation. Hallelujah. I hope you are believing me. Yeah, so, I am embarking on a new campaign, crusade, that my church members will be proper Christians. Yeah, I'm campaigning. Yeah. And some are not yet. No problem. It doesn't matter. It will be. Amen. It doesn't matter. It will be. And as we grow in our walk with Christ, we will become better and better and more skilled at the Christianity. You know, last week I began a series, a message about the spiritual life, the supernatural life, the principles or steps to a supernatural life. This is a prequel. I'm going back to lay a foundation. So this is part two. Okay? It's part two of last week's message. But it's almost the beginning of it. Hallelujah. And it is this. You cannot be a good Christian and not be supernatural. You cannot be. Amen. Some of us are trying to be good Christians. 2 Timothy 3:5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power. Denying the power. You are saying that there's God. It's true. But that power that makes God, God. You say, oh, it's not there. And you are happy to be a normal human being. You are happy that you are just going and coming like any other person. You cannot be a normal person. Those who are crossover Christians, they are not proper Christians. I'm telling you this morning. If you are a Christian who is normal, my suspicion is on that day when you open your eyes in the coffin, you will not see Jesus. You see the other person. Because John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler, a big man, a learned lawyer of the Jews. And the same came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God. Why? For no man can do these miracles except that God be with him. Then Jesus said something very, very critical. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. Born again is not a lighthouse term. It's a Jesus term. I didn't hear amen. When I say born again, I'm not saying join lighthouse or join mega church. No, no, no. I'm saying be a follower of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verily, verily means I swear. Verily, verily, I lie not. I'm telling you the truth. Nobody can go to heaven. Look, ask anybody. Charlie, are you born again? Ask anybody. Look, you are sitting here smiling wearing your Christmas dress. Are you born again? Because no born again, no heaven. No matter your smile or your hairstyle or your hairdo or whatever it is. No matter what it is. Even if you are a tithe payer, which is a very important thing, and you are not born again, you are just going to pay your way to hell. Yeah. So, he said, no one can go to heaven except he be born again. Then Nicodemus was asking, Charlie, how? How can this born again thing be? And this is the key scripture, verse 5. Verily, verily, again he's saying, I swear, I tell you the truth. Except a man is born of water, which is what you are born of. Because when you are born, the water broke. Or you don't know that. The water broke before you came out. Born of the water and of the spirit. Not only the water that has birthed you naturally is where it ends. No, and the spirit too. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
So if you are born of only the water, then you qualify or you fail to qualify under verse 5. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He cannot. Then he goes, that which is born of the flesh, that's the water, is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my purpose starting today, continue from last week, is that we are going to become spiritual and supernatural. Amen. We are going to cease to be ordinary, walk around Ghanaian students, workers, teachers. No. We are changing our real calling. Amen. We are changing the foundation of our Christianity to become spiritual people. Hallelujah. That is a real Christian, a spiritual person. Amen. And so these are the steps. These are the steps to be. Some of us are born again or will be today. Now I'm giving you the steps after being born again. I mean, he said, well, desire the sincere milk of the word. So now you must grow. For the time when you ought to be teachers, you still have not been taught again the elementary principles. You must grow. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
So I'm giving you the principles to a spiritual or supernatural life. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. It means that some are ignorant. Amen. It means that some are ignorant. I think it's Acts 17 when Paul met the disciples. He asked them, do you see the Holy Ghost? They said, which Holy Ghost? They said, we have not even heard about any Holy Ghost. But they were in the church. So what have you heard? We've heard of John's baptism. We've heard of the being born again. We've heard of being Christian. We have heard that one. But have we heard anything beyond that? No, we have not heard. And so this morning, tell your neighbor, you are going to hear. You are going to hear. We are not going to walk in ignorance any longer. Hallelujah. We are talking about the Holy Spirit. Hey, I didn't hear amen. The Holy Spirit is he that is born of the Spirit. This is what we are talking about. The Holy Spirit. Amen. We need to understand that. It is imperative. It is very, very critically important. To be a good Christian, you must be spiritual and you must be supernatural. Amen. You must be. You cannot be a normal, the natural man. No, you cannot be the natural man. I'll come to that man also. He's there. You cannot be. You must be spiritual. Hallelujah. Why is it verse 7? Because the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So, you know, he said that don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant about the Holy Spirit. Why? Because that Holy Spirit is given to you for a reason. Amen. The real presence of the Holy Spirit is given to everyone. Everyone. Do you know everyone? Even those who don't know, it's given to them. That's why you are being told this morning. Even those who are young or old or whatever, it is given to everyone. For what purpose? To profit. To profit. So the Holy Spirit is given to you to profit. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Yeah.
It is given to you for your benefit. If you don't profit, then what do you get? Loss. Loss. If you are not profiting, you are losing. Amen. You are losing. Listen carefully. Tap your neighbor and tell him, if you are a Christian and you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have that profit. You don't have it. So what you have is loss. So be afraid to be a Christian without the Holy Spirit. It's like you have gone to an exam room. They are doing exam. You know exam. You know exams. Gone to an exam room. They are doing exams. And they say, everybody, okay, start work. Take out your pen. And it's not writing. And your pen doesn't write. Let's start work. Asking him, what kind of trouble is this? No matter what you know, you are going to fail. No matter you know everything or you know nothing, it doesn't matter. You are sitting in an exam room at the front. They say, start work. You raise your hand. Say, madam, say, nobody's minding you. And time is going. You are going to fail. Amen. Oh, I know it. It doesn't matter whether you know it. You can't write it. So, a Christian that doesn't have the Holy Spirit, this prophet, what is prophet? I don't know what prophet is. If you are a mother, prophet is a baby. If you are a teacher, prophet is a junior past the class. If you are a businessman, prophet is money. If you are a doctor, prophet is you save your patient from dying. If you are a lawyer, prophet is you win your cases. Everybody has a prophet. It's to pass. If you are a student, if you fail, you need a prophet. Not coming to school for 4 years. Useless boy. You have come to school 4 years. You are getting DDEE. Then GPA 4.2. Or 2.4. I don't know which is lower. 2.4 is down. 4.2 is up. Okay, it's 2.4 I was going to say. You won't get a degree. 2.4, will you get a degree? Will you get? You won't get. You are below 50% or whatever it is. No. But you see, many of us, we have happily lived our lives minus the Holy Spirit. Very happy. Very content. Some crowd don't speak in tongues. Though it's not the main thing. You are very able. You come to Christianity and you are very happy to sit down like this as you are sitting. And then no Holy Spirit, no speaking in tongues, no gifts, nothing. But I'm born again. I'm born again. Say, I'm born again. You are born again. Yeah, you can be born again. But it is this Holy Spirit that brings the prophets to your Christianity. Do you know what prophet means? To live is Christ, to die is gain. Somehow, if you're a proper Christian, dying is not a bad thing. I don't know what it means. Amen. Amen. Oh, I said amen. So this morning, my aim that I'm pressing from today is that we are going to become spiritual. I didn't hear you clapping for Jesus that I'm going to, it's like I'm coming to share money. If I start to share money, how many will be happy? I take out 100 CD notes and I'm sharing 100 CD notes. How many will be very happy and smiling? Look, I went to a meeting and they were sharing money like that. Hey, not 100 CD notes. They were sharing bundles, share. And I was sitting down there and said, Lord, is it possible? Let it reach me, oh God. Let it reach me. And they were sharing. They came to everybody, envelope. I was sitting at the back there. I said, oh no, today I shall come to the front. Oh no, the back is not good this time. Amen. Are you understanding? Are you understanding? So, how many want to be a real, you want to go to heaven? No, let me start from there. That's the bottom line. You want to go to heaven, really? I want to go to heaven, really, in my heart. Can I see your hand? Really? Really? How many want to go into heaven is being a good Christian? Not sinless. I'll come to sin later. Because we are often equating sin and heaven or hell. I'm not talking about sin, not at all, not at this moment. I'm talking about Christianity. Amen. Amen. I didn't hear you. Amen. I don't mean sin or no sin. As for sinning, tell neighbor, look, I like your nice dress, but you are a sinner inside you. You are sitting here smiling, nice boy, nice girl. Look at nice girls everywhere, including Rosemary, nice girls. Guy, inside. Hey, Shabaya. Thank God that is covered by a nice face. Thank God. I am not talking about sin. I'm talking about Christianity. Amen. And so that thing is to be spirit filled, to be filled with the Spirit. And it is the manifestation is the Spirit inside you showing. That's manifestation. The Spirit in you is showing. Amen. Are you listening? So, what is the manifestation of the Spirit in you that will bring the prophets? This morning, I want to give you one of the manifestations. There are many manifestations which will show in our lives. I'm giving you one this morning. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. So Jesus, when he was announcing the coming of the Holy Spirit, he said clearly at that time, when he announced the Holy Spirit was coming, he said that this Holy Spirit coming, his main assignment is that he will teach you. He will teach you and bring to your remembrance. It means remind you. Write it down wherever you're writing down. The main assignment of the Holy Spirit is as a teacher. The main assignment from what Jesus said. This is where Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit coming. This is the beginning of his announcing the coming of the Holy Spirit. I will send you a comforter. The main assignments. Why is that so? Let me show you who is the Holy Spirit. I mean, who is he that his main assignment is a teacher? Let me show you who he is. Let me show you the scripture that clearly defines him is Isaiah chapter 11, where the Spirit is described. The Spirit is described in Isaiah chapter 11. So look at Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. Then he goes to describe that Spirit. He uses other words. Like when they look at somebody, oh, you are tall, you have long hair, you wear glasses, you are fair colored. All those other words are attributes. They are descriptions of the person. Hallelujah. They are attributes of who it is. So he says, and the Spirit shall rest upon him. Then he goes to describe who? Number one, Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of wisdom. What is wisdom? Imparting knowledge. Number two, Spirit of understanding, to have a deeper grasp of what has been said. Number three, Spirit of counsel. Look, all these things being described, they are imparted by talking. All these three things, wisdom, understanding, and counsel, is imparted by talking. Then he added might, which is power. We know he has power. Then number five, Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of knowledge. And then six, fear of the Lord. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. So list these six things. The Holy Spirit is number one, wisdom. Number two, he is understanding. Number three, he is counsel. Not counsel means advice, counseling, counsel. Number four, he is might and power. Number five, he is knowledge. He is knowledge. Number six, he is the fear of the Lord. And remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Remember that too. He is of quick understanding. Amen. Oh, I said amen. So look at this list. Look at this list that is before you. What does it tell you? It tells you that power and might is only a small fraction. It's only a small fraction of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. I didn't hear good amen. Power and might is what? I didn't hear you. Hey, say it well. A small fraction of what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. What is the major work he's doing in your life? What is number one? Number two? Number three? Number four is what? Might. Number five? Yes. And number six? Which is the fear of the Lord. So, might is only 1/6 or 1/7 of what is. So the Holy Spirit, are you listening to me? The Holy Spirit's real work in your life is to do all these talking, understanding, counsel, teach. Actually, he's there to teach you. Oh, I thought you clapped for the Lord. He's here to teach you. That's his work. Teach you. That's all. Amen. Many of us, we have, you know, because of the churches you have gone to, because you two are not a very serious Christian, you don't pay attention very, very well, and because you like excitement, we have seen that the Holy Spirit is power and might. That's all we know. So when the Holy Spirit comes here, then we hear, shabakataya, he's come. I feel his presence here. That's how we have come to see the Holy Spirit. Power and might and shakings. So when there's a meeting and then the chair fall down, hey, Holy Spirit has come. Holy Spirit has come. Hey, brother, are you spot the Holy Spirit? He has come. Holy Spirit has come. We are sitting here coolly, quietly in the room, and then, hey, he has landed. He has landed. Everybody's alert. Receive the Holy Ghost. Power is coming. Where is understanding? Where is wisdom? Where is counsel? Where is knowledge? All this thing. Only one word, might, power, has been manifested. And then you are excited. But the other 5, 6 qualities, where are they? Where are they? And you have sat down to those other ones. When the first one came, you didn't respond. Second one came, you didn't respond. Third one came, you didn't respond. Fifth one came, you didn't respond. Sixth one came, you didn't respond. When the fourth one came, I said it. He is here. Power. Do you feel it? I said it. You have missed all the other, no, listen, I'm very serious. You have missed the majority of the power of the Holy Spirit. His presence. You have missed it. You have sat down and he has been here long ago. That's what Jacob said. Genesis 28. When he woke up, he was running from his brother. He lay down on the ground with a stone for a pillow. How can you comfort with a stone for a pillow? But it doesn't matter. But he had a dream. Then he saw a staircase going up to heaven and God at the top, angels going up and down, coming up. And then he said that, God is here. God is here. Bethel means the house of God. I mean, he woke up from a dream. He said, hey, I've been lying here in the middle of nowhere. I thought that I was just nowhere. Asamoah, God is here. Hey, I didn't know. I didn't know God was here. That is the story of most of us. That is the story of most of us. That God is here and you didn't know it. You are waiting for the chair to fall down or some young lady to start to check a biker. They say, oh, Holy Spirit has come. That's what you are waiting for. That's what you are waiting for. No, not at all. Tell somebody, not at all. Oh, he said with passion, not at all. Tell them the Holy Ghost came at the beginning. At the beginning, it's at the end that some small power was done for the unbelievers who are there to make them wake up and pay attention. He came at the beginning. How did he come? With what? Number one is what? Wisdom. Number three is counsel. Number five is knowledge. Six is what? Which is equal to the beginning of wisdom and then of quick understanding. Quick understanding. The when you are finished, you can add might inside. Amen. Oh, I said amen. That is what the Holy Spirit is actually doing in our lives. That is it. Hallelujah. What am I saying? Listen carefully. When the Holy Spirit is with you, are you listening? When he comes to you, one thing that will happen is he will teach you. That's all. He will teach you. That is the major work of the Holy Spirit. What is teaching? To remove ignorance and to take it out of your life. So this morning, the presence of the Holy Spirit, if he is here, you will leave here a little bit wiser. That's all. The presence of the Holy Spirit is not that he has come to show any power, but his main role is to teach you. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It means that how many want to see the Holy Ghost? When you come into a church service like this, your prime aim must be that I will hear something from God. I didn't hear amen. Your prime aim is what? I will hear something from God. Hallelujah. That's all. How can you, a student, go to class and sit down in the class and then you don't learn anything? What kind of student are you? What kind of student are you to go to a class and you don't hear anything? No. Whenever you are in the Holy Spirit's presence, you will learn something. Definitely. If you don't learn anything, either you are a fool. The fool has said there is no God. Either you are a fool or you didn't listen to the voice. You didn't know he was there. Ask your neighbor, which one are you? He's here and you don't know he's here. Or you are ignorant. What are you? I want us to, starting from today, okay, understand that every encounter with the Holy Spirit is that he will teach us. You will learn something. It means that every time you come to church on a Sunday where the Holy Spirit is present, you will learn something. The greatest manifestation of the Holy Spirit is that he will teach us. You have learned something. The number one manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and he has been given to you for profit, is that he will teach us. Not might or power. No, that is one small fraction. Add this one. Power is a small fraction of the work of the Holy Ghost. Add this one. You are learning something today. You don't go home empty. No. Power and might and falling and shakings. Add all the adjectives. Fallings, shakings, add shh. I don't know what it means. Shh. Right? Shh. Right? Shh. Okay. I don't know what you want to write. Write it. Power, might, falling, rolling, shh. All those things. are a small fraction of the presence of the Holy Spirit. The major sign of the Holy Spirit is He's a teacher. And if He's a teacher, you will learn something. May you learn something today. Amen. May you learn something today. Amen. I didn't hear any amen. Hallelujah. So from today, that's why it is irresponsible to come to church without a notebook to write. It's irresponsible. It means you don't believe that Holy Ghost is coming to teach you anything. Because at least I want to remember what I heard. That's a good student. I write down notes. I don't copy verbatim the whole thing, but I just write out what strikes me. I write what of the many things he said, something hits me. That's what it means to write notes. The whole message is there on the tape. Otherwise, don't bother. Just go and go on online and press play and you have the whole thing there. Don't bother. That's not the purpose. The purpose is, what did God say to you? What did he say that is you? Because if God comes and says that right now, the price of Brazil has increased. Does it concern you? Does it concern you? Does it concern you? Does it concern you? Yes, it concerns you. Because it concerns you. So, not everything will concern you. Yeah. Not everything will concern you. Only some things. In the message of 1 hour, definitely something is inside for you. Except you are asleep or you are a fool. Write that one. And the word fool is not an insult. It's a description of a kind of person. No, don't say I'm insulting you. I'm not insulting you. I'm describing you. If I say long hair, am I insulting Rosemary? No, I'm describing her. And then black sweater and then golden shoes. I'm not insulting her. I'm describing her. If I say, look, so to be in the presence of Holy Spirit, either you hear something. So check your neighbor today. Are you being foolish? That means you're not hearing anything. That means you're not hearing anything. I'm going to be very, very desperate. There'll be no fool in my church. I didn't hear amen. We will all hear what the Holy Spirit is talking to us. What is his main job? What is his main job? As a teacher. So when you come to church, you must determine above everything else, I will learn something. Even if you are late, you will still learn the last 5 minutes of the sermon, of the message, of the teaching. You will still learn something. Except you are a fool. That's all. Look, when I say a fool, I'm not insulting anybody. Please, let me apologize. I'm sorry. But you are a fool. Who has said there is no God? Only a fool will talk like that. Or who won't believe that God is talking to him? Amen. Why is the Holy Spirit's power all those other things and not power? How come he's bringing wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and then quick understanding? Why are those things rather there and not power itself? Why? If they say notes and food and you are hungry, which one is more important? Food. Yeah. When it comes to your paying your rent, do you want to give your landlord giving your school notes or go and pay money? What does he want? He wants money. So for many of us, our so-called need is money and food and things. That's our need. As we are sitting here, somebody is checking his balance, is almost finished. Somebody is checking his ATM card, is minus. Somebody is checking his rent is due last month. So all these are things which, I mean, you are giving me knowledge, but it doesn't help me pay my rent. Are you with me? And that's why people are saying, okay, you talk finish. Then let's see the power where you pray and lay hands. Then I'll feel some money Then somebody will come and give me money. Let us go to that page quickly. You know, page one is wisdom. Page two is understanding. Page three is counsel. Let's go to page four. Yeah, let's quickly pass through page one and page two and page three and go to page four where there's power. That's what we are looking for. But let me give you a scripture this morning. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. According as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It means that God has given us all things. Are you understanding? What is all things? Food, dress, clothing, rent, hair, lipstick, nail varnish, cars, wife, mobile phone. What again, beloved? Why are you beloved? I've said beloved 3 times. Oh, now you are disturbing me. Beloved 3 times. Beloved. You say wife, I say beloved. Amen. Listen, what is all things? All things is everything. And you see, many of us, what we need is in the all things. But look at this scripture. Underline this scripture or write it. 2 Peter 1, 3. Write it in capital letters in your Bible. That God has given us all things. How? Through knowledge. Through knowledge. So the knowledge that Holy Spirit is giving you is actually all things. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. The knowledge you are getting is actually the car you are looking for. It's actually the house you want to build. The knowledge that he's giving us is actually all those things. You say that, give me money to build a house. I say, no, I'll give you knowledge to build a house. You say, give me money so I can go and take care of my wife. I'll say, no, I'll give you knowledge to know how to treat a woman. Because you can have money and still a fool. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Knowledge is the solution to everything in life. Knowledge will give you a house. It's in the Bible. By wisdom is a house builded. By understanding, filled all treasures. It says what? Husbands, treat your wives with understanding, with wisdom. Yeah, everything is, wisdom is actually the greatest key to everything. I didn't hear amen. That's why, listen carefully. That's why I want us from today to understand that the greatest impartation of the Holy Spirit in your life is what? Wisdom and knowledge, by far. The greatest impartation of God in your life is wisdom and knowledge. The greatest blessing you will ever have is somebody spoke to you and gave you advice. It's more than money. Money will finish in a few days or hours, but the advice will linger in your head for many, many years and will guide you how to live your lives right. I'll tell you more of this later on. Amen. We'll be here for a long time. We're not finishing now. Until everybody becomes wise. Yeah. Until everybody becomes wise. Hallelujah. This morning, ask your neighbor, are you a fool or are you wise? Ask your neighbor, are you a fool or are you wise? They're asking, what have you learned? What have you learned today? What are you carrying home? Look, this church, either you leave the church or you become wise. No, that's the only way out now. Either you stop, tap your neighbor on the shoulder, tap him on the shoulder. Tell him, either you stop this church or you become wise. When you become wise, all the other things, 2 Peter 1, 3, all the other things you are looking for, as we are sitting here, everybody, is looking for something. Everybody. Some money, house, car, health, promotion. What is?
Okay. Ask your neighbor, you, what are you looking for? I know, don't say the number one. Don't say number three or four. Because number one there is confidential. I know. Don't say number three and number four. Number one and two there is secret and confidential. Yeah, only he, I shouted, beloved. Only he, I know number one. I know number one, only he. The rest of you, you tell me number three or number four. When I ask you, what do you want? Say, oh, I want good grades. Hey, is that what you want? Hey, I want a car. Is that what you really want? People want things. But that thing that you want, the first two unspoken ones, God will give it to you. I didn't hear an amen. God will give it to you. I said, God will give it to you. You'll be amazed from, and you see, their might and power, if you notice, it is in the middle of the list. It's not at the beginning or the end. It's not the first thing God will do or the last thing God will do. As He's doing and you are understanding and you are gaining knowledge and gaining wisdom and understand counsel, among that, He will do what He will do. Yeah. He will do what He will do. And that is why, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Hallelujah. What is a miracle? God doing what He will do. That's a miracle. God doing some key words this morning as we are trying to close. Proverbs 2 and verse 2. It says, tune your ears to wisdom. I listen. This scripture, copy it and write it down in your notebook. Tune your ears. When we say tune, it means cut out the unnecessary parts. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate. Tell somebody, how can you be dozy or sleepy if you are concentrating? How can you be dozy or sleepy? You have come to church and you are dozy or you are sleepy. No. Tune your ears. Amen. Let them be concentrated on understanding. Hallelujah. Are you listening? I mean, that's what we say. Knowledge gives power. That's why we are in school. To gain knowledge and to gain understanding. That's what it's all about. What I want us to take home today is that the Holy Spirit, from John 14:26, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. Amen. Is a teacher. And His greatest work in your life is to teach you and make you understand things. That's His greatest work in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every time you go to a meeting where He is there, you will learn. That's why Proverbs 2:2, it says, tune your ears, listen. So this morning, ask yourself, what am I saying that concerns you? What am I saying this morning that concerns you? And this is just the beginning of the series. And it is that you are being taught every Sunday. You are being taught every Sunday. That is why you must not come without notebook or without anything to write. How can you remember? How many had a dream, a very powerful dream? When you woke up, I had a dream, but you've forgotten what the dream was. You know you dreamt. I had a dream. It was powerful. Hey, it was a very good dream. What was the dream? I've forgotten. That's how it is. You say, oh, it was a very good service. The man preached, but what did he say? You know, about power and wisdom. No, that's not the topic at all. But you see, you have forgotten the bulk of it. You have forgotten the bulk of it. Amen. And then you will end up just a small fraction. But from today, I want us to decide, every time I come into the Lord's presence, I will hear something. And I will make a note of something. That is the wise person. I will tune my ears to gain understanding. And I will get it. Hallelujah. And I will get it. And wisdom, knowledge, it is everything you need. Oh yeah. We are approaching Easter. Easter is amazing. It is the death of Christ on the cross. You know, Bible says that the devils, they had no idea what God was doing. The devils had no idea what God was doing. They didn't know. Killing Jesus was the best thing for us. They didn't know. They are walking in ignorance. If devil knew that Jesus' dying was going to save us, they would have been his bodyguards. And they will keep him alive forever. Because once he dies and he has shed his blood, we are saved. Until then, we are not saved. Because our sins are not paid for. But they didn't know. If the prince of this world had known what it was, they wouldn't have killed him. And so likewise, as we are learning, are we learning? How many have learned something today? How many are glad we came to church today? I tell you, we are beginning a journey. By the time I finish, you'll be a very spiritual person. Oh yes. Yes. If you are clapping, clap well. Yes. And when you become spiritual, you will be very rich. Do you want money? Look, let me be honest with you. They say graduates are unemployed or something. Graduates are richer than uneducated people, no matter how poor you are. The poverty of a graduate is higher than most uneducated people. Most of them who didn't go to school, they are below you. So education, even though it may not shoot you to become Bill Gates or that man, it will still take you higher than down there. Yes, it still take you higher. And it will open the door for you to get wealth. Hallelujah. And part of our talking, one of my series will be how to make you rich. Oh yes. One of the Sundays, maybe next 3 or 4 weeks after Easter, to be how many want to become rich? I will show you how to become rich. I will show you. I will take you hand by hand. Tell somebody, I can't wait for that day. I know. I can't wait for that one. Yeah, it's coming soon. Hallelujah. Put your hands together this morning. Listen, I want us to pray a prayer this morning. And the prayer is, Lord, give me. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So the Holy Spirit is given to us. Thank you so much, Father, for this morning. Thank you for this time in your presence that you make a way for us where there seems to be no way. This morning I thank you for opening the windows and the doors of heaven that you can pour forth blessings on us. We are truly grateful. Pray that you open our ears, open our hearts to hear and to receive. Let no word meant for me pass me by. Let nothing that is to change my life miss me. Let me receive every blessing, every word that you have for me this morning. Let my life begin to unfold according to the pattern and the plan that you have for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.